account for 11,000 of the 1.2 million performed each year, according to that report. A worker, okay, after falling down a hole yesterday while building a prototype of the border wall. Jason Campidonia with more.
The man plummeted 40 feet down a hole but survived the fall without any serious injuries. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials in the San Diego area say shortly after the man was hoisted up to safety, he went back to work.
The founder of Playboy has died, Hugh Hefner, dead of natural causes. He was 91. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A federal judge says Kentucky's abortion law violates doctors' First Amendment rights. The law would require doctors to conduct ultrasounds and describe the image to a pregnant woman before she can consent to an abortion. U.S. District Judge David Hale ruling yesterday the law violates doctors' free speech rights. An Ohio coroner's report shedding some light on the death of an American student who'd been imprisoned in North Korea, but it still hasn't determined exactly what caused his death. We get the update from correspondent Tom Roberts.
Otto Warmbier died in June after being held captive in North Korea for more than a year. The Hamilton County coroner's findings dated September 11th say a year-old injury deprived Warmbier's brain of oxygen, leading to his death, but couldn't say what caused the injury. On Tuesday, Warmbier's parents claimed their 22-year-old son was tortured beyond belief by the North Koreans.
California looking to have more say in the presidential nominating process by moving its primary from June up to March. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation that puts that state's primary on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in March, often known as Super Tuesday. And there's tight security for the kickoff of the President's Cup tournament in Jersey City as three former American presidents, Obama, Clinton, and George W. Bush, are due at the Liberty National Golf Club this afternoon for that. President Trump's expected on Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning at 11:05. It is 69 blustery degrees out, and the sun is shining bright, and the humidity is gone. The forecast for today is sunny with a high near 79, clear tonight with a low around 47. Friday is going to be another gorgeous day, sunny with a high of 70. And there's a slight chance of showers Friday night into Saturday morning, and then it will be mostly sunny, high of 66.
What happened to the hurricane?
Yes, what happened to the hurricane?
It went out, it turned right.
It did? Mm-hmm. Like they said it was going to do, but then they just stopped tracking it.
No, you should listen to 101.5. They're tracking it every... Last night it had gone to a tropical storm, and then yesterday afternoon it went back to a hurricane. And it's back to a tropical storm now, but it's going right.
Like it's going to miss like New England, Long Island, mm-hmm. even? Okay,
yes.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Continue.
Yes, Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 69.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
This is Groundhog Day.
They play this in Groundhog Day?
No, you played this a couple weeks ago.
Did I?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
When September came? Yes.
Oh, you know what? I was debating between this and September Morn.
You're losing your mind over there.
But Neil Diamond, yeah. No, I played a Sinatra song 2 weeks ago.
But you played this one, too, I believe, the first...
Did I?
First September. Then you played a Sinatra. Man, I could be wrong, Jennifer. Maybe I heard it somewhere in some other... I've been known to be wrong.
I've been known to forget and repeat things.
Really? I don't know you to do that. Good morning to the Library Show, starring the maybe forgetful Jennifer Winberry. And the maybe forgetful Jim Thatch. We don't know. We'll have to check the archives. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices on beautiful Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Manhattan Short Film Festival is finally here. We'll tell you when to see these great movies. The entry deadline for this year's HCL Photo Show is tomorrow. The show will be on display in HCL's main gallery throughout the month of October. We'll give you all the details about that as well. Shirley Jennifer can't be serious. She is serious, and don't call her Shirley. The Friends Tricky Tray fundraiser. 3 more days to save money with your HCL library card, fall programs, and much, much more on today's library show. It's only a couple more days left of September, huh, Jennifer?
I know, when it finally feels like September.
You're a little blustery out there. It's a blustery day.
Are you Winnie the Pooh?
Great, great.
He got blown all the way over to page.
Great little short by Walt Disney, Winnie the Pooh, and the blustery day.
Yes. So?
DVD alert, real early in the show. So 3 days, I said, left in September, Jennifer. It means only 3 days left to save money with your Hunterdon County Library card. I did it again last night at Lone Eagle Brewery. Dollar off my pint of beer, just for showing my HCL library card. You can also get a dollar off a flight or a growler. So very generous offer. So for the next 3 days anyway, if you show your Hunterdon County Library at participating local businesses, you'll get predetermined discounts. There's lots of restaurants, stores, markets, health and beauty spots, sports and rec spots, including Crown Trophy of Flemington, Jim Gannot. We'll give you a discount off trophy and sign orders. So if you want to know specifically what business, I feel like I'm shouting.
Yeah.
Is this Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
Or is it somebody else?
No, it's Earth, Wind,
and Fire. KC and the Sunshine Band.
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
So if you would like to know specifically what businesses you can save money, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the brochure right on the homepage. You can print that out and then carry it along with you. Maybe hit every single store and save undetermined amounts of money. Or you can pick one up in the lobby of the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12. We have plenty of brochures left just to grab, all ready for you.
Before we go much further, I would like to thank Jim Thatch for doing a magnificent job.
Magnificent.
Filling in for me at the last minute. I was invited at the very last minute to be part of the Leadership Hunterdon
yes.
class.
Yes, congratulations on that, Jennifer. To kind of explain to the audience what you're doing here.
Well, it's business, people mostly from business and some nonprofits. I think I'm the first government person to go through the program. It's a
really? You're another pioneer, trendsetter.
Trend this.
Whoa, that didn't sound very leader-like of you.
It's a 10-month course sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, and it is supported by the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Actually, Chris Phelan, president, and Suzanne Legay from the Freeholders are the facilitators.
Very good.
And we started off with a two-day retreat at the Lambertville Station. And actually, it was pretty good weather. It was pretty nice down there.
So you go and doing like exercise, or is this this very secret, quiet
no,
thing?
No, no, no. There were some really fun ice-breaking exercises. They stuck. We should try that. We should do this at the library sometime at a staff day, actually.
Do what?
They stuck a sticker on our back with the name of a person.
That said, kick me.
Oh. Oh. It's a small group. It's only 8 people.
Okay.
And they stuck a sticker on the back and it with the name of a person, and we had to ask questions.
Like a famous person.
Correct. And
Did you ever see Inglourious Basterds?
No. But we didn't know at the time it was only supposed to be yes or no questions.
Okay.
But we had to guess. But I think people were a bit concerned with my third question.
Uh-oh.
I said, am I a man? Yes. Am I dead? Yes. Was I murdered?
You'd like to know the details.
I did.
Well, I think that's an important question.
It was. And the person they said no, but there was a no but. I sensed the button there, no. So I knew I was Ronald Reagan.
What happened? What?
Because I had also asked if I was a 20th century figure.
What do you mean, no but? He was shot?
Right. So there was an assassination.
So, and you immediately, out of all the people that were shot but not died, you drew Ronald Reagan.
I might have been a 20th century politician by that point.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Because that's pretty amazing.
The young man sitting next to me was Kim Jong-un, and he said, am I alive? And I said, well, you were an hour ago when I walked in here. So it was a lot of fun. The next day, Paul Marciano, who's done, he had Color Me cards. He's done all kinds of different enterprises. The author of Carrots, or Why Carrots Work Better Than Sticks. He did a really great presentation.
Great.
So, and we had a two-hour lunch, which I first thought, oh, this is going to be too long. But it was a nice day, and we got to walk, you could walk along the canal, walk into New Hope.
Excellent. Like sounds great. Well, I'm looking forward to in 10 weeks from now. 10 months? 10 weeks?
10 months.
10 months from now for you leading me. That what's going to be happening? You'll have all the tools that you will need to lead me around.
I will.
I'm looking forward to that.
But I had one shout-out I wanted to do last week and I didn't get to do. To my pseudo-cousin Joe O'Brien. He's a captain in the U.S. Navy. And he was there was a change of command on the USS Iwo Jima last week, and he is now the commander of this 900-foot ship with over 3,000 crew aboard and
that's
30
quite
helicopters.
An honor. Quite an honor.
It's astonishing.
Congratulations.
I mean, not that it's astonishing that Joe's doing it, but it's just astonishing
that you know him.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And also, Joe and Gene, and I know they are not listening, but today is their 76th wedding anniversary.
If we looked at the library as a ship, Jennifer.
Well, that's what, one of the questions they asked us was, what inspires you? And I'm like, okay. And I just call him my cousin for sake of, it was just made captain with this big, huge ship. So if he can do that, certainly I should be able
right,
to.
Right, so just picture the library as a ship, and you're in charge of
and
whatever.
And we don't have weapons, so.
We have weapons.
Don't let that out. Also, I'd like to wish
Joe... And I'm the galley cook.
There you go. I'd like to wish Joe and Jean a happy 76th wedding anniversary today.
Jean again. She celebrates something every
it's
week.
It's a different Jean.
Okay.
This is Joe's wife, Jean. And I know they're not listening, but they've been married 76 years today. And
wow.
Quite an inspiration. They're married since they're 20 years old.
Both still in good health?
He still drives.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them. How are they celebrating?
Last year they went to Shady Maple. I don't know what they're doing this year.
Was that a buffet?
It's a buffet in Lancaster. They did.
So what is the secret of the longevity? Buffet-style dinners?
Buffets, they have no children. I don't know. But they're the most adorable couple, so.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting a message that it's time for the first commercial break.
Really?
Yes, that was the fast 15 minutes. So we will come back. I want to hear about the bookmark, and we'll have history today.
Yep.
And talk about the programs coming up this week, right after this.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit Hunterdon.com. hmm-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the library show. That's one thing we were missing last week, Jennifer. I didn't play any music.
Yeah, well, you did a fabulous job producing, so.
I didn't get any music going, so I'm baby steps for me.
It's very difficult to do music and the show by yourself.
Okay, stop patting yourself on the back.
No, I'm not. It's very hard. And since I do it all the time, I'm more used to it than you.
It's time for Today in History. Time every week. Besides Jennifer insulting my production values.
Oh, stop. I said you did a wonderful job. What more do you want? Didn't I even send you an email
kidding.
While we were doing
okay,
this?
Easy over there, leader. I asked Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current date this time every week. Today is September 28th, 2017. I'll ask her about some events that happened on this date in years past, and I'll also give her a couple names of people who were born or who have died on September 28th, and see if she knows who they are by name recognition. Pretty bland events today, Jennifer, but we'll press through.
I had good ones last week, of course.
Did I? I don't remember.
Pretty good. I would also like to comment that it was Fanny Flagg's birthday, and you had her as an author, and
yes.
She is a hysterical, fabulous author. Definitely read her books.
So Fanny Flagg.
But she was also the nurse in Greece. She ran into the office at the first day and said, "Already the first day of school, my castor oil is missing."
Would you use castor oil if we're in school? Isn't that to make people throw up or something? Kind of sadistic nurse was Fanny Flagg.
I was in the 50s. Get away with a lot.
Did you ever have castor oil?
I don't believe so.
1779, Jennifer. Who was elected the president of the Continental Congress succeeding John Jay? 1779, right in the middle of the American Revolutionary War. So this must have been a very important guy. President of the Continental Congress, so pretty much president of the fledgling United States on this date in 1779.
Are you leading me to say George Washington?
No.
Oh.
I would never help you.
George Washington.
No.
John Adams.
No.
I don't know.
You won't know. His name was Samuel Huntington. And how is this name lost to history?
I have no idea.
Never heard of him in my life.
Me either.
But he was the president of the Continental Congress, Jennifer. Let's just go 2 years later, obviously a little more American Revolution history. What famous battle started today, September 28th, 1781?
Battle of Monmouth.
Incorrect. Bigger.
Trenton.
More final.
I don't know.
The last battle. Where did the British surrender? Military buff.
Cornwall surrendered, but I don't know where.
Cornwallis. Yorktown.
Oh, wow. I've been there, too. Oh, and
part of the historic triangle down in Williamsburg, Yorktown, and Jamestown.
And we should give a shout-out to Kiko, who is probably not listening because he is down in Florida, mm-hmm. Puerto Rico.
He's down in Florida. He has family. Him and his wife both have parents in Puerto Rico.
I was.
So they're doing okay. I think they're coming to stay with him for a while.
Oh, that's good. But they're
yes,
good.
So everybody's health wise is fine, but the island is a mess. So
yes, but it's you know, we can fix the island.
Yes. So yes, thankfully everybody is fine. Okay, 1928, Jennifer. What does Sir Alexander Fleming notice growing in his laboratory?
Penicillin. Mold.
Good. Very good. Bacteria killing mold. Discovering that it later became penicillin. So it was an accidental discovery?
Yes. Oh, you didn't know that?
No. 1951, Jennifer. I don't know how to put this into the form of a question.
You're supposed to do that ahead of time.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but I was supposed to do a lot of things, Jennifer.
I know.
CBS makes the first color televisions, Jennifer, on this date available to sale to the general public. What happened after that? Was it successful? Was it unsuccessful?
Well, I don't think it was immediately successful.
The product was discontinued less than a month later. People did not go for color TVs in the beginning, Jennifer.
That's
1951. I wonder why. Okay, born on this date in 1901, Ed Sullivan.
He was a talk show host. He had the Beatles.
Not a talk show.
Yeah, variety show.
Variety show. Is a variety show a talk show, Jennifer?
Variety show that he had the Beatles, Elvis. He made the Rolling Stones change Let's Spend the Night Together to I forget.
Are you sure about that one?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Jim Morrison and the Doors and Light My Fire?
No. There was a Let's Spend the Night Together,
okay.
And
he's
he made him
right.
Change the lyrics
did
to
they?
Let's Spend Some Time Together.
And did they?
I think they did, but they certainly
weren't. Well, they asked Jim Morrison to Light My Fire that we can't get much higher. He didn't want him to say that, but he said it anyway.
But that's like a funeral pyre, so.
But he knew.
I know.
Jennifer. 1938, Ben E. King was born.
Stand By Me.
Very good. Famous for singing Stand By Me, lead singer of the Drifters, among others. 1891, A Need Besides his most famous novel. Who
what?
Is Herman Melville?
Oh, Billy Budd.
Oh, very good.
My sister, by the way, is doing her dissertation on Herman Melville and Moby Dick, so. He was born or died?
He died in 1891.
Okay. We're on died.
We only have one more. Died in 1964, Jennifer. Harpo Marx.
He was one of the Marx brothers. He was the one who didn't talk. He had the horn.
The key one was the one who didn't talk is correct. See, very good. See, nothing really thrilling with Today in History today.
No.
But we push on.
I have not Today in History, but an interesting piece of history.
Okay.
I'll
be the judge of that.
All right. Well, it's a nice little trivia piece. And you could probably use it in your... Do you have more trivia for me from last
time? I have a couple rounds if you're good.
If I'm good. Nice. you could probably use this in your trivia somehow.
Okay.
We saw the Viceroy's house over the weekend. And the Viceroy's house was in India where the Viceroy of India lived. He was a...
Were you in India over the weekend?
No. We saw the movie. There's a movie, The Viceroy's
House. Okay.
And during the British rule of India, a viceroy, Lord Waverley, lived there. And then Lord Mountbatten was going to be the last viceroy.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in 1947 as India was about to declare its independence from Britain.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, they wanted a partition of India because there were Hindi, Sikhs, and Muslims particularly living in different states in India. And there was a lot of infighting. And, yeah, I don't know, they're scraping paint or something.
Welcome to the sandblasting portion of our program, featuring Jennifer Wimberg.
And they wanted their own country. They wanted Pakistan.
Okay.
So, anyway, that was also part of Mountbatten's task. And eventually, as you know, there was East Pakistan and West Pakistan and thousands of miles of India in between, and West Pakistan is now Bangladesh.
But
Mountbatten was a very, very vain man, and he liked to be well-dressed, and he loved dressing up in his uniform, and he always wore all his medals and decorations instead of just his ribbon bars. But anyway, he was the first person to suggest putting zippers in slacks. Naval uniforms up to that point and pants buttoned up.
But the zipper was available.
The zipper was available, and he said, why don't we put the zipper in? It'll be much faster to get dressed. I thought that was an interesting
a real,
little tidbit.
A real oracle, that Mountbatten.
Well, how would you, you know.
No, I know.
You know, you'd have to run to the bathroom 2 minutes ahead of time if you had all that unbuttoning, right?
They probably didn't do it because it didn't look as good or something. Who knows?
I don't know. So anyway, I just thought that was a pretty
thank you
interesting sidebar to history.
So are you recommending this movie?
It was a very good movie. There was a lot missing. Unless you know a little bit about the history, you kind of miss the whole, like, why Britain was there, why they were getting out. It was written by the granddaughter, because after the partition happened, there was all this migration. The Hindus and Sikhs who were living in the states that were now Pakistan moved to India, and the Muslims who were living in Indian states moved to Pakistan, west and east. And there was this great migration, and there were camps and refugees, and a lot of people got separated. And there was a woman who got separated from her family, and she found her husband and was able to reunite her family. She had a daughter who died by the side of the road. And it was her granddaughter who had directed this film.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very nice tie-in. It's very good, but it's certainly a very microscopic piece of history. Not microscopic piece of history, but a very specific micro-history.
Right.
And a very specific... but they had a man playing Gandhi who... You would think Gandhi had been reincarnated and was playing himself. Nehru, there was a man playing Nehru. It was well casted, except for Mountbatten. Mountbatten was...
Curiously
enough, he did not have the physical characteristics I would have expected, because Mountbatten, he lived to 80. He was a very tall, very proud, very good-looking man. And they had a short kind of roly-poly man. Not terribly, but he was very round of face and... He was not who I would have cast physically for Mountbatten, but so
maybe he really was that way. But you're seeing in your mind's eye because you respect
I've seen pictures of Mountbatten. I have a whole book on the illustrated history of Mountbatten.
All right, and by the way,
and Gillian Anderson from The X Files was his wife, was Edwina Mountbatten.
I want to congratulate the library show for saying the word Mountbatten the most in a 1 hour program. Another milestone reached. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. I also have a horse joke for you.
Sure. Let's hear that one.
Okay. Woman comes home from work. Her husband's sitting in his easy chair watching a football game. She hits him over the head with a frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "What's that for?" She said, "I'm getting your laundry ready, and I pull this piece of paper out of your pocket. It says Marianne, and it's got a bunch of numbers on it." And he goes, "Well, that was a horse I bet in the fifth. She lost. Don't worry about it. We didn't win any money." Right, about a week goes by. She walks in, he's in the same recliner, she hits him on the head with a frying pan again. He said, "What was that for?" He said, "Your horse just called."
Very good. Where did you hear that joke?
One of the former custodians from the county had called me last week, Ezra, and he told me that.
Just to tell you a joke?
No, he wants boxes.
Okay. So we've got some programs coming up at the Hunter County Library this week, Jennifer. Do we need to take any breaks or anything?
No, but I want to talk about the bookmark because it's been killing me since I'm
so curious. Let's go then.
October 1st will be a new Jim Thatch bookmark. October 1st is Sunday. It will be on our Facebook page if you can't get to the library to pick it up. And the subject of it is a barn dance with a silo and some jack-o'-lanterns up top and a crescent moon and a string band and some lanterns and some square dancers. And Jim said there's something extra hidden in here.
There is.
And what is it? You said you're going to give me a hint.
So usually the word October or the word of the name of the month is hidden
that.
In there.
And I found some HCLs.
And then there are HCLs hidden in there. But I also sometimes, if there's a life event in my family, a word will show up.
Oh, okay.
I think I might have tipped that off for you.
It did. I will look for Fisher's name in here.
Yes.
Congratulations.
My grandson was born last week. His name is in the current bookmark. Jennifer, got to mark time that way. This is my legacy. When I'm gone from this earth, maybe my bookmarks remain.
Here, and I thought perhaps you would put my birthday in here or something.
That is pretty obvious.
Is it where I think the last HCL is?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's in an obvious spot.
Okay, I'm sure I'll find it.
You mentioned it when you were describing the bookmark.
Oh, I see it. Very nice.
Okay.
And I think there's a bonus HCL that even Jim Thatch doesn't know about.
Maybe somebody, a greater power, put an extra HCL on
it. It really looks like an extra HCL.
People, well, if they want to think that way, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Okay, we have some programs coming up this week, starting with tonight, Jennifer. Financial Skills for Women, Building Blocks in Financial Awareness with Ash Rajan of Investments at Janie Montgomery Scott. This is at the North County Branch tonight, starting at 7 p.m. It's a 45-minute workshop designed as a primer for professional women and women in life transitions. So if this fits you, we have room. It's free and open to the public. Starts at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library at 65 Halsted Street in Clinton. Get a little build your financial skills, Jennifer. Also tonight at the Huntington County Library, it's the first night of the Manhattan Short Film Festival. We've been talking about this for weeks, and it's finally here, Jennifer. Tonight at 6 p.m., 10 short films selected from over 1,600 submissions will be screened. Before they are going to be submitted for Academy Awards, come watch and then vote for and talk about your favorite. This will be a popular event, so be sure to reserve your seat. The whole program is about 2 hours, Jennifer, and to reserve a seat, you can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the right-hand corner, and you can reserve a seat online or by calling the Huntington County Library at 788-1434. So we're going to be having multiple showings of the Manhattan Short Film Festival. Like I said, it's 10 short film festivals made from all over the world from all different countries. I have a list of the movies, but I won't go into that here. If you want more information, the flyer is on our webpage, hclibrary.us. And it's interesting. You watch the 10 movies, then you can vote for best actor you think out of all the 10 movies, and then the best short film. All the films are about 12 minutes long. For a total of about 2 hours. So we're very excited to host this. We're only two libraries in New Jersey showing it, I know, but it may be even wider than that. I forget what, we might be only the only two locations in New Jersey. I forget, there's a big list in the North County Branch and the Huntington County Main Library. Okay, when else are we showing it? We're showing it again on October 7th at the Huntington County Library. At 2 p.m. And then we're showing it three times at the North County Branch Library. We're showing it tomorrow, September 29th, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Then we're showing it again October 3rd at 6 p.m. And then again October 6th, Jennifer. I believe that's probably a 2 p.m. start as well. So five chances to see the Manhattan Short Film Festival. I don't think you're going to want to miss it.
And we have two programs this Saturday. One at the North County Branch Library at 1 or 2:30 with Beginner's Tai Chi for Balance and Strength with Tom Taig of Skylands, Kijong Tai Chi and Reiki. And at the Headquarters Library at 2 p.m., Holland and Tulip Time. If it ever gets cold enough for long enough, it'll be time to plant your tulip bulbs. And gardening expert Judy Gladstein will present images of beautiful flowers, canals, and windmills on this unusual casual stroll through the Dutch countryside. She will include the history of tulips, which will include Tulip Mania. There's a movie right out right now on Tulip Fever starring Dame Judi Dench, another favorite at the library show.
Don't give me a favorite to the library show without passing it by me. Why is Dame Judi Dench?
Because I talk about her a lot and you make fun of me for talking about her. So that's 2 o'clock and there's plenty of room, so just stop by. And Judy did get some bulb companies to donate catalogs, which is really good because sometimes they try to sell them. And one company donated 2 gift certificates and a book, so there'll be some door prizes. So stop in. And Tuesday night, the lights on Broadway are going to shine at the Headquarters Library with Dr. Jim Kane. Dr. Kane has been here and talked about baseball and talked about Pearl Harbor. And Tuesday night, October 3rd at 7 p.m., he will lead a lecture and CD musical tour of the Broadway stage. It will include Oklahoma, South Pacific, Les Mis, Carousel, Meet Me in St. Louis, and The King and I. And he's a very...
That sounds like a good program.
It is, and he's a very dynamic speaker. And he always writes this lovely letter about the library and how much he loves our library and presenting here.
So he buttered you up.
That's why we keep having him back.
And then finally, next Wednesday, October 4th, we welcome a new band that's never performed before at the Huntington County Library, Due South. They're going to be performing the best of new and traditional country music.
They're one of New Jersey's top country bands, performing hits from such artists as Brooks and Dunn, Dirk Bentley, Lady Antebellum, Sugarland, Keith Urban, to name just a few, as well as classic country artists such as Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash. As well as Jennifer, they even throw in some Southern rock, too, like Marshall Tucker, Linda Ronstadt, Creedence, Grand Funk Railroad, the Doobie Brothers, a lot. That's going to be a big concert. I'm really looking forward to hearing them. This is Wednesday, October 4th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. We would like to thank the New Jersey State Council of the Arts Department of the State, a part agency of the National Endowment for the Arts, through funds administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission that have helped funded these musical programs throughout the year.
And a reminder, note to us, we need to start writing the grant again for this year, for next year.
Yes, so we can get more programs like this again next year.
And Wednesday night, also, the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will be meeting at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. Jonathan Wall and John Catswick will be there. Jonathan Wall is the South Highlands Group Chair. John Cashwick is the New Jersey Chapter Political Chair. They will talk about their trip on the gates of the Arctic and Kobuk Valley National Parks in northern Alaska.
But I would highly suggest missing that one and going to see Due South. It's a little tip from your friendly radio host, Jim.
Jim Thatch.
Okay, what time is it? How long to commercial break, Jennifer?
8 minutes. I want to give a little heads up for next week.
All right, what's Gene need now?
Gene doesn't need anything now. Gene has everything she needs. Wiley Cash, speaking of Southern rock, Wiley Cash is a Southern author. I'm hitting the microphone.
Yes.
I'll be calling him and he'll be doing an interview. He has a new book coming out next Tuesday, The Last Ballad. This is his third book, and it's a bit of a departure for him. It's a historical fiction, and it tells the story of Ella Mae Wiggins, who helped unionize the cotton mills down in the South. And the structure of the story is so unique, and the story is so poignant, and it is based on a true story. I adore his writing since his first book, so I'm really happy.
Great. So a guest next week on the library show. I'll take the week off.
No, you won't.
Why not?
You'll be here.
Wiley Cash, and you two can talk and... No?
You might have a question or two.
Because I mentioned before we go to our last commercial break about the photography show, I mentioned the entry deadline is tomorrow. There's still time to get your entry forms in. You can drop them off at the Hunterdon County Library. We're still a little bit below the deadline, but we have 75 about entries, which is more than last year, Jennifer, so we're building it up again. Because we used to allow people to give two pictures, but we just ran out of room in the gallery. So we had to cut it back, but we're building it back up to that magical 100 number. So the entry deadline is tomorrow. If you want to get an entry form, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the entry form right on the homepage. You can print that out, fill it out, and bring it into us. Or you can stop by the library. We have some in our lobby that you can dash one off real quick. Prices are still the same as they were back in the 1980s. That's $2 for adults, $1 for students. We have cash prizes for the winners, lots of honorable mentions. We have an award ceremony with refreshments. And with our star judge, Walter Horoszewski, who right after the award ceremony will be doing a program of his own, free to the public, called Iconic Images. He'll talk about famous photographs and tell you the story behind them. It sounds very interesting. So this is the HCL Photo Show. We've been doing this for 25 years or so, and it's coming up again in a couple of days.
When is the drop-off for the photos?
Sunday. October 1st from 1 to 3, or Monday, October 2nd from 10 to 12.
I have a question about the public's choice.
Okay.
Is it awarded the night of the awards show?
Yes.
So you only have, like,
the first week. So Jennifer mentioned there's a public's choice award, which also receives a cash prize. So for the first week and a half of the show, if you come in and look at the show, you can vote for your favorite picture. One vote for one person, please. We'll add them up, and we'll give a special public's choice award to the photo that receives the most votes, Jennifer.
And what happens if you enter and then don't actually drop your photo off? You just keep our $2?
Well, if they want it back, I will, of course, refund it.
I haven't quite gotten around to getting mine printed yet.
Did you? You didn't give me an entry form yet either.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I could give it to you today.
This doesn't sound very leader-like.
It's not, but last week just went right to...
I thought they taught you better than that in Leadership 100.
They haven't taught me yet.
Why don't we go to our next commercial break? Because I have some trivia for Jenna from last night's Lone Eagle trivia competition. Jennifer likes to play along, even though she'll never show up for one of these things.
No.
What if it was at a winery? Would you show up?
Probably still not.
But if it was a costume party so people wouldn't recognize you?
No, that would not help me any.
You would do so good. You could put a library team together. How awesome would you guys be?
I wouldn't need a team. You know that.
Wow.
You know that. Brian and I used to...
We'll see. I'll ask you these questions.
When we used to do the tilt-a-tilt kilt trivia.
No team required, huh?
No team required. All right, we will be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch and the backup.
Stumbled over your own name there.
Sandblasters.
Is that really your name?
What?
Starting to think maybe your name isn't Jennifer Winberry. That didn't really roll off your tongue that time.
Jennifer has
Is that an alias?
The name Jennifer has never rolled off my tongue, but I can't stand the diminutives of it, so.
Really? No one calls you Jen?
People call me Jen, and I live with
I've
her.
Heard people call you Jen. What about Jenny?
No, not until... Not
what are some other ones that I'm not thinking of?
Nothing, really. Like Jen, no. Jen and Jen.
You don't want, even when you were little, you weren't called Jenny?
No.
Why?
And my father has always called people by their full names. Like, he worked with people that he called Letitia and Victor and Curtis, and I had no idea that people called them Letty, Vic, and Kurt.
I'm actually surprised that I don't call you Jenny, because I naturally put the Y on everybody's name.
And I call you Jimmy.
Do you?
A lot of times I do.
When I'm in trouble?
No, because I have an Uncle Jimmy who's 80-something, and I still call him Uncle Jimmy.
So what's that got to do with me?
Well, I just, like, Jimmy comes out naturally.
That reminds a story. So I'm first day of first grade, Jennifer. So we go through, the teacher, I can remember this perfectly. My mom still tells this story, too. So we go through the roll, and they go through the thing, the names in alphabetical order. And there's two other Jims in the class. Uh-huh. So the first Jim, she asks, what do you want to be called? So he says, Jim. The second Jim goes through, what do you want to be called? Jimmy. So I'm the third one. I can't be called either one of those, so I had to be called James for the whole first grade. I go home and tell my mother. My mother thought I like did this like as a joke or something like this on purpose. She like went into school. No one calls him James. Why is it? And I was called James for the whole year. Probably the last time ever.
Jim Jim?
I can remember this vividly. I think my mother was livid really? When I told her this. Like I didn't have a choice. I don't know, Jennifer. The curses of having a T as your first name is...
I know. I was always in the middle growing up.
Right. You're Monahan.
Right.
But now you're back toward the end.
Yep.
Okay, trivia. I have 20 trivia questions for you, Jennifer. You're going to do well on the second round.
I did very well on the riddles last week.
Yes. You're going to do well on the second round. You'll see why.
You just have to take my word for
number,
it.
The first round is 10 questions of general trivia. I don't know how you're going to do. This is where you need teammates, Jennifer.
Okay.
Because it's all over, but we'll see. What TV show is making a comeback this fall after going off the air 11 years ago? It's all over the news.
It went off in 2006.
It's a sitcom.
Is it a like a live action?
No, it's a sitcom.
Is it people rather than a cartoon?
It's not. Yeah. I'm looking for Will and Grace. Haven't you seen that in the news? That's all they talk about. This show is coming back. Will and Grace.
I don't watch TV or the news. Hey, while we're on the subject, who played? What was the name of Eric Ed? Who played Al Bundy? What was his last name? It's been bugging me for 2 days, and I haven't looked it up.
Wow, I'm drawing a blank.
Like Ed Harris or no?
No,
he
Ed Harris is the guy that's in the movies. Sure, it's Ed.
All right, ask me the second question.
Okay, within 3 years, Jennifer, how old was Elvis Presley when he died?
52.
42. Okay.
By the way, that's an always go with your gut, because my first gut was 47, and I still wouldn't have been within 3 years.
But
you've
been closer. Okay, Jennifer, besides the letters QX or Z, name another letter that does not appear in the name of a month.
QX.
We'll give you a little time to work on that.
January, February, March, April, May.
Do you have a photographic
July,
memory
August,
like that?
September, October, November, G... B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K.
Very good. K or W, Jennifer. Did that quickly. Okay. Didn't need a teammate for that one.
Nope.
Okay, Jennifer, name one of the three farmhands in The Wizard of Oz. Over the rainbow, they were the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Lion, but in Kansas...
Ed O'Neill.
Their names were... Ed O'Neill, that is correct. Why do you care about Al Bundy?
Because at Leadership 100, we had to take a sitcom and assign. We were doing, you know, like we did the color, name your color.
I'm surprised you knew a sitcom.
I didn't. I pretended I knew Married with Children. Because the people I was with didn't know MASH because they were younger.
That counts.
Yeah, but they were younger than me. They didn't know it.
Okay. Do you know any of the farmhands, Jennifer?
Zeke.
Zeke is one. Very good. Oh, you only needed to name one.
Oh, Zeke.
Yes. Okay, the other two were Hunk and Hickory.
I could have done Hunk.
You could have. Question five, what time zone is Alabama in?
Did we forget? Did we lose two questions? One, two, three.
They usually go in order. One, two, okay. Three, four, five.
Jennifer. I missed one, but what time's Alabama in? I don't think it's an Eastern Mountain.
It's in Central.
Central.
You skipped one in there. It's Central. A lot of people thought it was Eastern. No. Okay, what artist, Jennifer, has the current number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 charts? See, you need teammates.
I need a child.
It was Taylor Swift, but now it's Cardi B, who's like a female rapper or something.
No.
Okay, Jennifer, not including the watermark.
Carly B?
Cardi.
Oh.
Jennifer, not including the watermark, how many eyes that are appear on a $1 bill?
Let's see, there's the two in George Washington's face.
George does have two.
And then there's one more, three.
There's actually two more.
Oh,
the eye on top of the pyramid, and then the eagle is side facing.
Oh, the eagle has an eye. Very good. Did people miss George Washington's eyes?
No, most people said three. I think they missed the eagle. Okay, Jennifer, you're not going to get this one.
I'm not.
You need a teammate for this one because it's a Game of Thrones question.
Oh, yeah.
So you've never watched
it. But go ahead because it's often a crossword puzzle clue. So
Game of Thrones, each of the Stark children were given wolves as pets. Jon Snow, who's one of the Stark children, named his wolf Ghost. I wanted a name and any one of the other five wolves. You going to try to guess here?
Bird.
No. But interesting. I'm glad to see you tried. Grey Wind, Lady, Nymeria, Summer, and Shaggy Dog.
One
of the kids was real little when he got his.
Oh, how funny.
Who wrote the novel Robinson Crusoe?
Daniel Defoe.
Very good. I think there were 13 teams last night. 11 of them wrote Robert Louis Stevenson.
It's understandable.
Okay, Jennifer, and finally, what is the snack that smiles back?
The snack that smiles back. I have no idea.
Goldfish.
Ugh.
That's their little logo, Jennifer, or their slogan, I guess.
Yeah, back in my day when I ate goldfish, they didn't have faces on them.
Okay, Jennifer, the people struggled in this round, but you were going to ace it. I bet you get easily 9 out of 10.
Okay.
It's three-letter words. All the answers are three-letter words. And since you're a crossword guru,
yeah,
three-letter words are very important, Jennifer.
They are.
Number one is, what are the first three letters of the hyphenated first name of the creator of the Broadway play Hamilton?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know who created Hamilton? It's Lin-Manuel Miranda. Miranda. Soft food for infant or invalids, like bread soaked in water.
Soft food for bread soaked in
water. Soft food for infants or invalids.
In three letters.
Three letters.
Goo.
Pap.
Pap. Of course.
V-shaped trough on a pole used to carry bricks and other building materials.
You gave me a lot more credit than I deserved. I don't know.
Hod.
Hod. Coal hod.
Bitterly regret.
Rue.
There you go, Jennifer.
Also a plant, an herb.
To rob, con, cheat, or swindle.
Con is a three-letter word, but you can't use that.
I told you that one. Jip.
Jip. G-Y-P.
Pointed end of a pen that distributes ink.
Nib.
There you go. Standard international unit of electrical resistance.
Ohm.
Very good. Chop or cut wood with an axe.
Hew.
Very good. Most people miss that, Jennifer. See, your crosswords are coming through now. Any of the spots on a playing card, dice, or dominoes?
Dot.
No.
Oh.
Pip.
Hmm.
A pip. And finally, you'll get this one because this is in every other crossword puzzle that you've ever done. A broad sash worn around the waist
obi.
Of a Japanese kimono.
Obi.
This is an obi. Very good. I think you got half by yourself, which is very good. You did. You got half by yourself. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. That's for the value of teammates, Jennifer.
I know.
Okay, what time is it on the wall? What time is it? Jim Gano coming.
2 minutes before Jim Gano comes
to replace
in.
Us. with his show Taking Care of Business every Thursday at 12 noon.
We could talk about the Turkey Tray real quickly.
Yeah, we need to talk about the Turkey Tray. It's all you.
The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are hosting their second annual Turkey Tray October 7th at the Flemington Elks Lodge, 165 Route 31, Flemington, New Jersey, adults only. Does that mean they won't let children, like you couldn't bring your children?
I don't know, Jennifer. Is that what adults only usually means?
I know, but I mean, I'm certain adults only could buy the tickets. The doors open at 12:30. The drawings begin at 12:45. All raffle tickets must be entered by 2:30. Admission is $15 in advance, $20 at the door. It includes light snacks and one sheet of level one tickets. Admission is limited to 150. And there will be a friend of the Hunterdon County Library in the lobby at the headquarters library this Saturday. Originally, it was 10 to 3. I think, is it 10 to 2 now? You're putting up the table. Don't you know about this? Selling tickets. There's been all these emails. And, of course, Jim will be glad to help you put out the table.
And when am I putting this up today?
I don't know.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I guess.
Okay. In the meeting room?
No, because there's a program in the meeting room outside. I guess, like, in the lobby, the vestibule area.
Okay. Jennifer.
Talk to Karen.
Take me 3 minutes.
I know. There's three prize levels. Level one, you can get 26 tickets for $3. Level two, $26 for $6, and there will be grand prize tickets, $5 each, or five for $20. Prizes include Disney passes, gift cards and certificates, sports collectibles, wine baskets and Echo Dot, household items, DVD movies, art, crafts, and jewelry from local artists, and many other items. So that is next Saturday. October 7th.
And all proceeds benefit the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
I was just going to say that, and they just had...
In turn, benefit the Hunterdon County Library.
And they just installed lights in the meeting room.
Not quite yet finished yet.
Oh, they're not quite finished. You forgot you were going to send me a picture.
I was going to, but there was nothing to see. You couldn't really tell they were doing that. I was like, no one's going to know what you're looking at here, because the lights aren't exactly there yet. The track is there.
Well, they're either there or they're not.
They're not there.
Okay, then it's not exactly there. All right, well, Jim Gano is chomping at the bit to get in here, I'm certain. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump waiving a law that's been limiting shipments of emergency supplies from reaching hurricane-devastated Puerto Rico. Here's more from correspondent Joe Gomez.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced this morning over Twitter that President Trump is waiving the Jones Act immediately. The Jones Act had banned foreign flag ships from carrying supplies between U.S. ports, which made it more expensive for Puerto Rico to get aid.
A glitch in some airline booking software used by over 125 airlines, causing delays at airports around the world earlier, but those delays are starting to ease now. The nation's health secretary warns about the flu.
It is a potentially serious respiratory illness that can lead to hospitalization and sometimes death.
Tom Price says, get your flu shot now. This is USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
China is about to close the door on North Korean companies currently operating in China, as Bill Zimfer reports.
China's Commerce Ministry made the announcement on Thursday, saying any North Korean firms in China or any joint North Korean-Chinese ventures operating in China will be shut down. The companies have been given 120 days' notice of the action, the move seen as another attempt by China to adhere to U.S.